All throughout the Easter season, which goes for 50 days after Easter, just about every Sunday we have a reading offered from the Acts of the Apostles. The Acts of the Apostles. It's a book, it's believed, was written by Luke. The same author of Luke's Gospel wrote the Acts of the Apostles. So it's almost like one work in some ways. The Acts of the Apostles being the stories and I guess stories about what happened after the resurrection, how the early followers of Jesus kind of discerned their going forward and who they were called to be. And so this morning we had our reading as well from the Acts of the Apostles. I find it interesting that the name of the book, the Acts of the Apostles, the Acts of the Apostles. Interestingly, it's not called the teachings of the apostles. It's not called the beliefs of the apostles. It's not called the dogmas and doctrines of the apostles. It's called the Acts of the Apostles. We read it and we see how they acted, how they engaged in the world as they discerned who they were called to be. It's kind of a, in my mind, you've heard me use these words before, kind of a play on two words that I like to go to. One is orthodoxy, in the word orthodoxy, and orthopraxy. Orthodoxy means, in some ways, translated different ways, means like right teaching or right belief. You know, orthodox. Is that an orthodox way of thinking? You know? Orthopraxy means the right practice, the right way of doing, the right way of interacting and acting in our world. Isn't it interesting that it seems to me when you read the Acts of the Apostles that those early followers did not go right to somehow being orthodox, but being how do we live this life? How do we discern who we're called to be? And they kind of discovered it as they did it. And of course, the teaching and would come later. It would come as they engaged in what they were called to do. They would sort of, in some ways, discover their belief, their faith as they went forward. And I would propose to you, as I often do, that I think in our world today, we need somehow to look more at this orthopraxy, this way of being together, this way of interacting, this way of doing the things that God calls us to do. Seems to me sometimes orthodoxy keeps us separated. I'll just refer to that in a couple of minutes. It's interesting to me that I think many of you know, and I think many of you, we would not describe ourselves as fundamentalists when it comes to reading Scripture. I'm certainly not. But I find it interesting when we read this reading today. Let me pull out my little insert here. There are some within the Christian community who do call themselves fundamentalists. The word of God is to be taken literally. But I rarely hear this being quoted. All who believed were together and had all things in common. They would sell their possessions and goods and distribute the proceeds to all as any had need. I don't hear that being talked about anywhere. People knocking down the doors to say, let's all just give away all we have and share it in common and give to those in need. But what I'd rather do is look at how those folks at that time found that's the way to live into their faith life. That was the way they called themselves to live. And so in our time, how do we live to that depth? How do we share the gifts that we have and go forth to make a difference in our world? Liturgical point. So in the early church, when they gathered as a gathered congregation, sort of like we are now, the offertory, you know that moment that will be coming up in a few moments, the offertory, it was a time when people would actually come to the gathered community and bring livestock, bring crops, bring goods to the community to be shared with the community. And the deacon's role was to stand and to receive those gifts, to receive those offerings. And the deacon oftentimes took those gifts, those offerings, and placed them somewhere so that during the week, or immediately, those goods could be shared by folks. And then from that was brought forward, there was taken some bread and some wine, and it was placed on the altar. And that bread and that wine was used for the Eucharistic celebration, while the resources, the goods that were brought forward were shared with people in the community. And as we see in this reading, it was shared with folks who were in need, people who were poor, people who were ill, people who were sick, even those who didn't have pre-existing conditions. There was no categories that denied people the help that they needed in the early Christian community, pre-existing or not. I mean, people were offered this kind of help. And so they lived this out in their lives. You know, they heard God's call and try to find ways to do it. Now, the Acts of the Apostles is also filled with stories of not everybody agreed with each other. Not everybody had the same mind about everything, but that's how things developed. That's how things came forth of who are we and what does our faith mean to us. But they lived it by being in relationship and by doing the Acts of the Apostles. And so as we gather in our time, how do we, with the level of depth of these early followers, how do we respond? We don't bring forth crops. We don't bring forth sheep or goods like that. We come together and we offer our resources in a different way. You know, at the offertory, we're invited to share what we have, to give what we have. But to look at that reading this morning and see the depth of how folks shared what they had, so that not only were those who received those gifts, not only were their lives changed, but so too were the lives of those who offered the offering. The depth at which they offered that, their lives were different. And that's always something I reflect on when I make my gift. You know, is this just something extra? Or is this something that's given that also impacts my life, changes my life as well? That was the depth, I think, of the early followers. And so how do we live that in our lives? Just a couple of instances came to my mind as I prepared to share these thoughts with you today. Just this past Thursday, we're building a Habitat for Humanity house in Southeast Raleigh. A young mom with a couple children is going to be moving into that house, and many folks from St. Paul's have been helping build that house. This past Thursday was what is called a clergy day. And so some of the clergy from the parishes, the participating parishes, were there to help with some of the work that needed to be done. And Javier and I were there, and our job that day, at least my job, was to putty the little nail holes in the molding, which meant spending most of that time on my knees. And so I came home, my knees were killing me. And it wasn't from prayer. It was from kneeling down and putting this putty on the little nail hole. Some were painting. Most were painting, caulking, or putty. That was mostly what we were doing that day. And as I was in the midst of doing this work, you know, there was conversations that were struck among people. You know, you found yourself, you were puttying some molding, all of a sudden the other person you met in the center, you know. And there were conversations happening, different things being shared. Not everybody there knew each other. But I looked around that room and I said to myself, you know, I'm sure not everybody here necessarily agrees or thinks the same way about whatever topic you'd want to bring up. But you know what? We all valued what we were doing. We were changing our lives as well as the life of a family. The Acts of the Apostles. We were living out a way that we believe changes lives. And together we did that. Orthopraxy. Being together, doing the right thing together. A week and a half ago, I was down at the beach with the men. The men had the beach week. The women's beach week is ending today. Probably most of them are on their way home now. But I gathered with the guys at the beach, which I do each year, and just looking around the room, how these guys just cared for each other, were in fellowship with each other. You know, some fishing, some kayaking, some just hanging around. smoking cigars at night, and being in conversation, just being together. But also knowing, as I gathered with these folks, having known many of them for many, many years, I looked around. I said, you know, not everybody in this room necessarily agrees with each other in theology, politics, different ideas and opinions about things. But you know what? It didn't matter, because people had relationships. They're about being together, caring for one another, knowing each other. Really struck me how powerful that is, and how, as I will always say, we continue to need that in our lives and in our world today, and how we live into that here, even at St. Paul's. St. Paul's really is a gathering of folks from many broad spectrum of ideas and opinions about theology, about church, about politics, and yet together we're able to do wonderful things together. And I think it's imitating that sense of the life of the apostles, that sense of doing things together that we know are right and are good and meaningful and of the gospel. We may have our ideas about things, but can we move ahead and work together? I think that's a great gift that we can offer to our society and our culture that is so in need of that. So desperately in need of that. And I think it's our call. It's our baptismal covenant. If you look at that reading that we read this morning, I'll pull out my little insert again. What's the first sentence of the reading today? They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and fellowship, to the breaking of bread and the prayers. In a few moments, we will celebrate baptism and welcome four new folks into the body of Christ. And after we say the creed, I believe in God the Father, I believe in God the Son, I believe in the Holy Spirit, what's the first question that we ask? Will you continue in the apostles' teaching and fellowship, in the breaking of bread, and in the prayers? Right from the Acts of the Apostles, that question that we're called to live into. Friends, we're called to this sense of a journey. We're called to walk and in the being together, in the relationships together, in the fellowship together, in the doing together, we discover who we're called to be. And we discover our belief, our faith, active in the midst of us. I bring before you this day as we continue through this season of Easter. Let the Acts of the Apostles feed and nourish us. See in it folks just like you and me, who are just trying to do what they feel God's calling them to do, but in community, in relationship. May we go forth practicing that kind of faith and make a difference in the world around us.